welcome back to the Stock Mo Money Show podcast. I got to keep remembering to say podcast, but I want to say YouTube channel, but it's not. But anything we're going to talk about today is for entertainment purposes only. And I am Stock Mo.
And I'm Mrs. Mo. Hi, everyone.
Hope you're having a great Friday. This is a great day so far.
Wow, it's Friday.
Yeah, thankfully. I'm ready for the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to go back down in the basement and do more videos. Because right now we are just workaholics, I would say, wouldn't you?
Yeah, definitely. But the weather's nice now, finally.
That's what's killing me.
Yeah.
Because I look outside and, you know, it's 70, 75 degrees and it's just beautiful. And there I am working away. I got to tell you, it's
easier. We'll get our time.
Yeah, it's easier to work when it's cold, miserable, snowing, sleet, rain. But when it's 70 something, blue sky, sunshine, and perfect weather, it gets a little tougher.
Mm-hmm.
But I am ready to do this. I am ready to roll through these. But you know what? I got to start with the preliminaries. In case you don't know, I do have links down below. Help support the channel. I have the Webull. You can sign up for the Webull. And you get two free stocks worth up to $100 or $1,850. All you got to do is put $100 in there. I'm an affiliate. I get a free share. You're helping out the channel. You're helping out me. You're putting cat treats in the Tesla cat's bowl. It's good stuff. And we do have a link down below to Patreon. You can come join us that way as well. And we have my portfolios over there. We have a private Discord with thousands of members. Good stuff. Now, we got them shameless plugs out of the way.
Yeah, but guess what?
What?
We have more supporters of our podcast. I am so excited.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yes.
I heard. And Kyle, Juanita, don't think we forgot about you, but we expanded the family.
We did expand, and I am so happy.
So if there's anybody out there listening and you're wondering, you know, this is something we really, really, really love doing, is making these podcasts. But as with anything, as when you're a creator, when you're out here doing these things, we're trying to keep this podcast commercial free. And the best way for us to do that is to have people help us out. And who are the new six people who we're adding?
So first of all, before I read these names, I want to tell you that this reminds me of an old show when we were little. I don't know, Mo, if you watch this or not, but it was called Romper Room. And I think it was either Romper Room or Hatchy Malachi. But anyway,
see, I did watch Hatchy Malachi.
Remember, and the host, she used to hold up a mirror, and she would. It was a special mirror where she could look through the camera, and then she would say all the children's names out there that were watching the show.
Yeah, and then
do you remember that?
Yeah, they would hear their name, and you would swear she's talking
to
you.
Yes, exactly. And so, yeah, I thought that.
Yeah, but this time they know we're talking.
Right. Well, we are talking to them this time, but that's what I feel like I'm trying to connect through the microphone right here.
Yeah,
you know,
we are.
To these people. So we want to say hello and thank you to Michael, Tim, Anita, Nathan, Sergey, and James. So that's actually more. Is that more than
no? And we got Kyle and Juanita.
Yeah,
that makes
Kyle
up our eight.
And Anita are two
originals. So I greatly appreciate everyone's support. And if you would like to join them, there are links there, and you can click on that to become a sponsor of the show. Anything helps. It motivates us. If anything, we act like kids at Christmas. It's so funny because Mrs. Mo's like, oh my God, we got somebody sponsoring us. I'm like, oh, and then we go in and then there's another one and there's another one. I was so excited. Our family is Mrs. Mo and Stock Mo sitting here with our eight fantastic sponsors, and I hope, and anyone, whoever sponsors this show will get a shout out, and we greatly appreciate that sponsorship, and it allows us to continue to hopefully keep this ad free while we can.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that, and we don't have anybody who wants to advertise with us yet,
but you know what, I recognize a couple of these names from Discord,
of course.
So you know, shout out, because I know that you know that I know who you are.
Yeah,
you follow that.
Yeah, I put this link out there on YouTube though as well. One of these days I'm gonna have to mention this, because I just put the link in there.
Yeah,
and I don't mention it, but I should mention it and try to help grow the channel a little bit. But if you're listening right right now, you are a diehard. I greatly appreciate your support, and it's fun. You know, it's just, you know, we come back here, I get to talk to you, which is the highlight.
I know, I love it.
The highlight of my day. I was downstairs in the studio, 1972 brick wall, cat scratching me, and I thought, boy, I just got to get through this because I get to do a podcast with the lovely Mrs. Mo.
Yes, question.
Yes.
Was the cat Elon Musk sized?
It was not, but I've been thinking about that, and I had some people come out and say that they would rather fight cat-sized Elon Musk because they know they can, even if there was like, I don't know, was it 30 or 50 of them, whatever they said, they could get a couple of them before they, you know, towered over them, like a, what is that, Gulliver's Travel or whatever, where he's in that land of the, he's a giant compared to him and they tie him down. Well, I still want the human-sized Tesla cat because even though he gets angry and scratches me, and that scratch would probably kill me at that size, he would be the cutest, fluffiest ever Tesla cat. Just, you imagine snuggling, it'd just be like a, I don't know, a tractor trailer engine. And just, you could do
it. The purring.
Yeah, on the couch. Yeah, the whole couch would feel like an earthquake.
Oh my gosh, I
would love that.
Well, I was thinking that that's what we should have people do. We should have them submit would you rather questions.
Yes.
Silly things. So any of our Patreon members that are listening out there, if you are submitting a regular question for us to actually answer about finance, that's fantastic. And then if it you want to submit something that would be kind of funny,
kind of related, like,
answer,
you know, something that deals with some of the stocks we're talking with, and, you know, not would you rather drink hot sauce or would you rather drink,
exactly,
you know,
yes,
something that like that whole Tesla
Mo
cat and, the Elon Musk.
Yeah.
That was a really creative question that I enjoyed.
Yeah.
So, okay, Mrs. Mo, we got some questions.
Yep,
I know there's
sure
people
do.
Waiting to hear it. They don't want to just hear us banter
some
back
and
forth.
Some of them do, I think.
Well, it's a different way to get through your day. You're
it
sitting,
is.
You know, I remember working at a restaurant in my younger days, and I remember having to go in and open up the restaurant, and I would listen to Bob and Tom every morning religiously. And I just looked forward to their banter back and forth. I'd laugh, have a good time. It would get me through the hardest part of the workday, which was 2 to 2.5 hours of getting the restaurant ready to open. And I just looked so forward to them every morning. And I remember they would end at 10. And at 10 o'clock, I would be like, oh. And then for a half hour, I had to work with no Bob and Tom. So Mrs. Mo actually bought me a tape, Best of Bob and Tom tape. And I think it was a cassette
tape.
Wow,
that's a blast from the past.
Yeah, and then she gave it to me. And then I ended up listening to that for that last hour, half hour. But I listened to that tape. I had to listen to it for 3 years of the same tape.
Yeah.
I could go through that tape, but it gave me some extra time to laugh, and the jokes were still always funny. Hopefully, we'll still be funny someday.
Yeah, I have another story to tell, but let's do a couple questions, and then I'll tell a story.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, so the first question's from Sandra. Hi, Sandra.
Hi, Sandra.
She talks about contributing up to the max on her 403B and maxing her Roth IRA, and she just opened up a Webull account, but she has not done anything with that yet. However, she's curious if she should contribute to an HSA account. And she wants to know, what are they? What is an HSA account? How do I go about opening one up? Is it better to start investing with my Webull account or an HSA account? Is there a max on the HSA contributions?
Oh, yeah. There's, you know what? This is usually my accountant's questions. But the HSA is kind of a combination. We have one. We have one through our healthcare. You get them in certain health insurance programs have HSA accounts. The one that Mrs. Mo and I have, we have one. And so I think the max is like, you got to check it. It changes every year annually. And I'm not sure if it's like $6,750. You can just Google that one. What is the max on the HSA for 2020, 2021? Because if you had one last year, you can actually still put money into it for tax reasons from right now up to April 15th till last year. And if you got one now, you just got it for this year, you're still going to be able to max out whatever you're allowed to. I don't know if they prorate it. I don't even know. And that's why the accountants come into handy. But come into handy? They come in handy.
I didn't even notice.
Yeah, well,
we should have
just
kept going.
No. It's okay. I got to have these flubs. And anyways, when they do it, when they get the, you can put in the 6750, 6750 bucks, whatever it is. And after you're done, that is a really nice thing because you can actually invest it into the stock market. And I have one, and I have it into an S&P 500. I have 100% of that money just riding an S&P 500. I didn't want to be super risky. I just wanted to be regular S&P 500. I pulled the Warren Buffett. And, you know, when he passes away, he wants his money, the remaining, most of the remaining of his money in an S&P 500 index fund. So I'm following in his footsteps and doing the same thing. Now, the nice thing about these is that you get tax breaks. It's like a 401k. And that you get to write this money off on this year's taxes and you get a bigger refund. And anytime you spend it out of the account on eligible things like eye care, your medical bills, prescriptions, if you have Social Security, or not Social Security, Medicare, you can pay the payment for that using your HSA and it comes out tax-free. So you put it in, got a tax rebate, and on top of that, you get to spend it tax-free. And the gains inside, though, they keeps going just like a 401k. And then finally, now the downside is, because it sounds perfect, is that you can't take it out at 59 and a half like a 401k. You have to wait until you're 65. And so at 65, then you're allowed to go ahead and take it out as income without a penalty or anything. But you can still take it out to pay for all your bills. So I have ours. We max it out every year. I would highly suggest maxing out an HSA over starting up a different account, and that would be my personal opinion.
I looked up some of the things
from
the IRS, and it says that an individual with coverage under a qualifying high deductible health plan, which is a deductible not less than $1,400, can contribute up to $3,600, which is up $50 from 2020.
Okay, well, it's
much. And the maximum out of pocket has been capped at $7,000. And then an individual with family coverage under a qualifying high deductible health plan, which is a deductible not less than $2,800, can contribute up to $7,200, which is up $100 from 2020, and the maximum out of pocket capped at $14,000. It also goes on to say that if you're age 55 or older, you can contribute an additional catch-up contribution of $1,000 a year.
Which is nice.
Yeah. If your spouse is also 55 or older, he or she may establish a separate HSA and make a catch-up contribution to that account.
Wow. So there's some advantages there. Definitely, you know, I said 6750. I know that was the number one of them years, but I think it may have been because this whole COVID being locked down, I haven't looked in. It may have been 2 or 3 years ago.
Oh, it definitely was. Wow. Yeah. Because you had been talking to people at school about it, and you hadn't had to
off because I keep imagining a human-sized Tesla cat running around the room.
Of course. How nice would that be? Distracting.
A 7-foot-tall Tesla cat with a tail that's 4 feet long.
I might even have some nightmares about that. I'm not sure.
Well, a nightmare about a 7-foot Tesla cat.
Well, yeah, I don't know.
He sits on you. So
How
much would he weigh?
Actually, you know what?
Can I afford cat
food? I'm sorry, Elon, but probably actually I would have a nightmare more about
the little
teeny tiny Elon Musks.
Now, here's the side thing.
People on Discord were calling them Muskies.
Let's call them Little Muskies. Say the Muskies, all right, are running around the house, and there's 50 of them, right?
Oh, my God.
Here's the thing. Do they have squeaky voices? Or do they have the regular, hey, guys, and they're a little squeaky, you know, no squeaky
voice? Do you want me to do my squeaky voice?
Oh, yeah, go ahead, guys. You're going to love this.
This is going to be a little bit surprising.
It's a little bit embarrassing.
This is something that my kids at school, like, they always loved this, and I would just spring it on them in the middle of the school year at some point, and I would just start talking in this voice, so this is, like, my cartoon voice. So this is my little musky voice.
I'm not going to do it today, but I'll share my other one. But go ahead.
Hey, Mar, how are you doing? Oh. I'm Elon Musky.
Elon Musky. See, that's it. Do they run around sounding like that?
Yeah, do they sound like that?
Or are they, hey, I'm Elon.
Hey, I'm Elon Musky. I'm only a 1 foot tall.
Musky.
Okay.
All right, well, guys, make sure you're going to want to make a soundbite on that one. Put that in the Discord somewhere.
Oh, jeez.
I'm going to tell them to do it.
Okay.
They got so many memes about me. They can have one about you that actually makes sounds.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. That's so funny.
Question two.
Okay, question two. And this is from Aditya. And this question has to do with, it says, Could you please do a video podcast explaining bonds and when and why one should start looking to get into them? And some questions, here's some general things for you that I'll throw out that you can comment on, any of these. Questions like importance of bonds in portfolios, what are the benefits and or risks, what kinds of returns, how much to invest as a percent of a portfolio, what kind of investment opportunities to look for, what to watch for on a daily, monthly, quarterly, and annual basis.
Well, we can make an hour podcast on just one or two of those questions alone. But I'm going to tell you, I've done videos on just introduction on bonds. Obviously, a lot of people out there love their stocks. They buy the stocks, the growth stocks, the new small caps, the penny stocks. They love that, options. They love all these. But, the old-fashioned way of making a diversified overall financial portfolio is to include bonds. There's so many bonds out there. And the old rule was a rule of 100. Let's see, if you're 50 or we'll say 40 years old, and the old school way of doing it was just take 100 minus 40, your age, and whatever the answer is how much a percentage of your portfolio should be in stocks. And the 40% over should be the percentage you have in bonds. They could have named that a little different, I think, mm-hmm. because it's basically just your age. Whatever your age is the percentage of what you put in bonds. Now, I disagreed with that, and they changed it and made it more aggressive. They said the rule of 100, 110, or 120 for the level of risk. If you're if you do 120, you are very risky. You're willing to lose money. And that's, if you're 40, then you do 120 minus 40, you get 80% in stocks, 20% in the bonds. That helps to diversify your portfolio in case of downturns. Bonds could help you. And, rate changes with the Fed, they can help bonds. And the bonds have just been scary lately. They had I don't know if people realize this, mm-hmm. they have been increasing in value for 40 straight years.
Wow.
Think about that. Imagine the stock market going up for 40 straight years.
Wow.
That's nuts. It would be nuts.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? This is the first year they had a bear run.
Right.
Down over 20%.
Wow.
And so bonds got hammered. All right. And that's scary in itself. But what happens after every scary money losing just catastrophe? Is that right? Catastrophe?
Catastrophe.
Yeah.
Oh, I said it wrong.
There it is.
Darn it.
But at the end of the day, it starts a new bull run. A little baby.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Here we go again. A little baby calf.
Oh.
Is that what it is?
Is that what you were saying?
I remember I said a little baby cow.
Oh my gosh, for the bull.
Yeah, I said a little baby cow,
yes,
a little baby
it's
bull.
A calf.
Yeah, so we are going to have a baby bull. It's going to come out with little baby horns. And it's going to grow into the biggest bull that would eat the bull on Wall Street. And that would be in the bond market. That's what I think is going to happen.
Yeah.
So it's important to have bonds in there just for risk diversification. And you'll see they have different categories, AAA, AA. And you can go to Standards and Poor's, and they have a list. And you can go they have a lot of different companies that actually do the list of rankings of bonds. They rate them for you by how secure they are, how safe they are. The lower you go, though, if you get down to junk bonds, of course, the interest rates are through the roof and they sound so good, but the risk of bankruptcy increases. So it goes by that. Like I said, I could spend hours talking about this. But the basic thing is, you can if you're just looking to get some bond coverage in your portfolio, you can buy, I actually recommend a bond ETF. And that way you get some really nice diversity inside your bond holdings to give you even more diversity in your portfolio. Something like a BND. That's a bond ETF. And that's a good one. And, I always talk about the S&P 500 with VOO. You could take those two positions alone, combine them into a portfolio, make the right percentage, and you'd have some decent diversity. Now, of course, if you had the programs to show you how to maximize that diversity, they would add in some other things. And that's why I always recommend going to a financial advisor. And of course, they do want their cut. They want a little piece of the money. And that's how the old financial works. So, yeah. Or you can just, you can marry Stock Mo like you did.
I know. It's great.
Then I do all the work.
Hey, I had some people today say, you know, hold on to that one.
She's still debating after 20 something years.
She's talking about fishing though.
She was like, you know, and I wasn't sure. I wasn't sure.
That's not what I'm saying.
And somebody in Discord said, hold on to them. Now, was it a guy or a girl said, hold on?
It was a guy.
Of course it was, because no girl's going to be like, yeah, you want to keep that one. The guys are like, he fishes. He likes to go out and have a drink once in a while, and he's good with money and stocks. You keep that one. No, they're saying, hey, I want to be friends with him and hang out.
Well, yeah.
And yeah, I want to hang out with them too. Now, why don't you share? That's halftime. Hold on. It's halftime, and I'm going to want to hear your story now. You know, that one that you said you had.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, you know, now I can't even remember the characters' names, but...
Is it Bugs Bunny?
No, this has nothing to do with the cartoon. So, people were talking about our podcast and how we have funny banter back and forth, and they likened us to... I think the name of the show was King of Queens.
Oh, I remember that one.
And Kevin James.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Well, do we want to tell the Kevin James story?
No.
Or do you want to keep that for another time?
Because I don't want the kids to know about that.
Oh, you think our kids will actually listen?
No, probably not. Here goes the story. So we ended up telling...
Disney. This is a Disney story.
And we were out all night and... Why don't you share? It's your story.
Well, we had gone to one of the special after events in Epcot, and it was in the Italy Pavilion, and it was like a wine, you know, I forget what it was called.
Oh, yeah, wine and cheese.
Just an after-hours
thing. Yeah, you got
thing.
Some meat and some wine.
Little appetizers and wines and things.
You know,
like
we're going to have two separate stories about this. Like, my memory's a little foggy.
Well, this is, I don't know, you can fill in.
Yeah, I'll give you my version.
Yeah, fill it in. And I remember being there, and there was a couple next to us, and we just start, you know, and
but
the tables
looked,
were very close.
He
close.
Looked
yes.
identical
yes, he was exactly.
to Kevin James.
Yes,
now, it
yes.
was not Kevin
no,
James.
No, it was not.
But, I mean, if you said that was his twin brother, I would have, 100%, and he knows, he even said, yeah, everybody says that to me.
Yeah.
He looked exactly like him.
Well, we shared a bottle of wine together, and we did end up getting
a
picture.
No, what? We did share a bottle, but do you remember... I was laughing. I said hi to him. And the next thing you know, the waiter came over and gave us a bottle of wine.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. And I go, who's this from? Oh, the couple over there.
Oh, yeah. I do remember.
And then I walked over with the bottle of wine.
That was
and
so
I had
nice.
You come over. I said, hey, can we eat with you guys? And they're like, yeah.
Yeah, that was
and
so nice.
You remember?
Nice.
And then we sat down and I
That's
said, let's
right.
drink this bottle of wine together.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think we even bought another bottle
yeah,
of
I think
wine.
We did.
And that's why I can't remember, because I know we had a couple of bottles
True.
Of wine that night. And that was awesome.
Right. But then we got our picture taken together. The waiter took our picture.
Oh, yeah.
But remember, at the time, our kids loved the movie Mall Cop.
Yes.
Do you remember that?
Yeah,
they walked it. They watched it, like,
yeah.
all the time.
I remember this guy was a restaurant. He owned restaurants.
He did.
A couple of them in New York City.
Yep.
Yep. And so he was a bigwig. And if you ever come up, I don't remember who he is now, unfortunately.
No, unfortunately.
But yeah.
But yeah, so when we showed that picture to the kids.
Oh, I remember.
Remember?
They're like, oh my God, that's Kevin James.
Yep.
And, you know, at the time.
Well, we just didn't have the heart to tell them that it wasn't.
I was like, yeah, that's Kevin James. And you just looked at me and started. You're
like,
yep, that's
geez.
Kevin James.
But
and
they
they're
were
like, that's so,
so excited.
Cool.
Yes.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, man, that was heartbroken. You know, I should have never told him. Someday I'll have
I
to
hope,
tell him.
Well, someday maybe.
Will I?
Listen
well, they'll
to this.
Listen back in this and say, Mom and Dad
the
suck.
The only one who might listen to this is probably our daughter.
Yeah, but the other two would just be like, they suck. But that was a long time ago.
I know. That was a totally disconnected story, but it somewhat related.
Yeah, you guys, I know a lot of people out there are like, man, these guys are evil.
Oh, I know.
We're not. We actually,
we're not.
It was a very unique situation, and we were laughing, having fun. And so if it put a smile on the kid's face, oh, well, we'll lie to them.
Yeah, well, you know, every parent, I think, has
Does
those
that,
little
yeah.
things that they, you know, yeah. keep to themselves that they really know the truth about. Okay, so our next question is from Zman3K, and he says, I'm a new trader, and I typically buy shares of stocks and plan to hold long-term. In the Discord, I see a lot of people talking about puts and leaps. Can you explain these and other sorts of options? What is required to be able to perform one? Is one more risky than another? Do you recommend trying them for beginners or experienced traders at all? Thanks. Looking forward to hearing your explanation. Sorry, wow. His name's Zach.
Wow, that's awesome, Zach. You know, options have been a hot topic lately, and it's for good reason. You can make a ton off of options with little money in there. But the thing about that is it's super, super risky. And you watched me on my videos this week do some leaps. There, I am good. I would be comfortable doing short-term options, but I would be uncomfortable with people following my short-term options because they are so risky that you can be really good at the market. And at the end of the day, those options still have an expiration date. And you might say, hey, this stock's going to double in a month. And you buy an option for a month. And it doesn't double in a month, but in 2 months it doubles. But the problem was after your month, it didn't double at all. It just stayed flat. You're broke. All the money you put in right. there goes to zero. And then now, and then all of a sudden it doubles. And so you were right, but you needed extra time. So I like leaps. Leaps are any options, any call options that are over a year old or a year, what am I trying to say out there? A year long. So if you have to wait at least a year for an option, it's called a leap option. Okay.
And so when you make an option, you're buying.
I've been doing call leap options. Call leap options. So a call is when you want the stock to go higher. Put, you said, what's a put? So you could do the same thing for put options. You can buy put options that are over a year out. So if I always remember thinking that Kmart and Sears, remember I used to short Kmart. Mm-hmm. And I remember they went to bankruptcy. Mm-hmm. And I was shorting them. And I remember they went to bankruptcy and it made me a ton of money. Then they came out and actually bought Sears, which was weird. But that's a whole different story. But put options are where you think the stock's going to go down. Call options are where you think it's going to go up. And if it's over a year before it expires, that is a leap. And so the shorter the time frame, the cheaper the options are.
But the riskier.
More risky, because that means they're almost out of time. Mm-hmm. So if you have one and it expires in a week or two, it's really cheap to buy them. You might, and once you buy them, though, they start to have time decaying on them really quick. If you only have 5 days left in an option and you pay $100 for that option, for the right for the option, you're losing $20 in value a day. If the stock doesn't move in a price that you want it to move, that's a lot. And then by the second day, you're losing 25% more of the remaining value. And the third day, 33% of the remaining value. And 2 days left, if that first day doesn't do anything, you should lose 50% of the value. And then the last day, if it doesn't do it, you lose it all.
So I have a question. So yeah. So they're called options. And basically, just tell me if I'm right on this, because, you know, I'm always continuing to learn, along with everybody.
Okay, hint to any man out there. When your wife says, tell me if I'm wrong, make sure the camera's recording that she said, tell me if I'm wrong.
Darn it, he got it on.
Go ahead.
Okay, so tell me if I'm wrong.
Okay, twice.
Okay.
Oh, I'm keeping
this. An option, basically you are buying the option to purchase a stock at a specific price.
Yes, a strike price.
Correct, in groups of 100.
Yes.
Okay.
So if I buy an option, like today I bought an option to buy Apple, and it's a strike price of 130, which allows me to buy Apple at $130 a share, but I have the right to buy 100 shares of Apple at $130 a piece. So I'd have to give them $13,000 and they would return me 100 shares of Apple. Now I have this right for 2 years and 2 months. Mm-hmm. To buy this right, I had to give them money. Mm-hmm. And I believe it was like, I don't even remember, $24. So you take that times 100. So I had to give him $2,400 up
front. Okay, gotcha.
I believe that's what it was, yeah. And so my break even was like $150-something. So in the next 2 years and 2 months, if Apple goes over $150-something, I get my money back. And every dollar above that, I earn an additional $100.
I see.
And so I did a lot of analysis on Apple. I feel pretty good about it. And I do feel it's going to go up at least 25% in the next 12 to 14 months. And I believe that next year and that next 12 months after that should be able to get me another 15 to 25%. minimum. These are minimum. Mm-hmm. And so it should reward me nicely. But that's what options are. Hopefully that answers your question.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I have been learning right along with everybody else.
Yeah, you were good there. You nailed it.
See,
you
know I was right.
You know what?
I was right. He doesn't even need that recording because I was right anyways.
See that, guys? I didn't say she was wrong. I was actually complimenting her.
No.
I was like, hey, you were right. No. She's like, see, that is why you never, ever, even the slightest idea that I may have said, hey, you were wrong there. She was getting defensive.
But like, I could have found something about it that I was right in.
Well, absolutely.
Something about the statement was right.
You're always right, baby.
I love you.
Yes, in all the years I've been around you, with you, I've never seen you be wrong.
I was wrong one time.
Oh, that's right. When you found out, you thought you were wrong, and then you found out you were right later.
Yep.
I remember. Yeah, boy, you held that over your head forever. All right.
Okay.
Our last question.
The last question is from Ezra. Hi, Ezra.
Hi, Ezra.
So, first of all, Ezra is very grateful to have stumbled upon your YouTube platform.
I love it.
And wants to congratulate you on your success.
And before we get into Ezra's question, don't think I forgot about our 8 awesome people who are supporting this channel. This is the second shout out. I just want to tell them.
Second shout out.
And I don't know if I said their names. I want to say something, Michael, Tim, Anita, Juanita, Nathan, Sergey, Kyle, and James. Thank you. Honestly. Every time she got a little donation in there, she was running around the house. It was like a Tesla cat who was a kitten again. Just throwing Tesla cat up in the air. He's flying through the air like a kite. Just imagine Tesla cat spinning.
Oh, my gosh.
He did like 6 different spins, like a whirlwind spin. And then he was more. Yeah, and then you can't do that if he's a 6-foot, 7-foot Tesla cat.
I want to tell everybody there's a hazard to be living, to live with Mo, is that your cheeks will burn and hurt a lot because you'll be
laughing
so much.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I thought you meant like your butt cheeks because we'd go sunbathing in the nude in France or something. No, not that.
No, not that.
Okay.
Cheek.
Oh, wrong cheeks. Okay.
My
well, I didn't know.
Cheeks,
I've never done it, but I've always wanted to try it. You know,
go, in France?
I don't know. Wherever they do it at.
Well, anywhere, probably.
So, New Jersey? I've been to New Jersey, and I haven't seen butt cheeks out there unless I wear a male thong. I mean, I could do that. You imagine?
I'm sure
that.
People love the fact that you just put that in their brain.
My little butt cheeks walking. I go to Manco's, get some pizza.
Have
my little soda, a little music.
Poor brothers, custard. Yeah,
I'd have to have a little bit of music. Boom, boom, boom. You know, a little butt cheeks moving back and forth. The old lady's just taking their sunglasses, tilting them down a little bit, shaking her head up and down.
Oh, they be looking.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Hear that little soap. I can't even whistle.
I don't even know if I can because my cheeks hurt so bad.
Which ones? All right.
Oh my gosh.
All right.
Okay,
so if
sorry.
You like
I literally
this,
have tears
and
in
you
my
guys,
eyes right
I know
now.
It's a little different than my YouTube channel where I'm all serious all
people that listen to this, if this is their first one they're listening to, they're going to be like, oh my
Who
goodness.
Who are these guys?
Who is this person?
Don't worry. Someday we'll all go out and have drinks together.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Especially
That'll
with the sponsor
fun.
People.
Yeah.
You guys, if you want to help me, please sponsor so we can add your name and have more fun next time. Go ahead. Let's get
okay.
Ezra's like,
sorry, Ezra.
Ezra's like, you know what? I just want my freaking question. I don't want to hear about your butt cheeks walking around New Jersey.
Oh, okay. Goodness. Go ahead. That was fun. Okay, so, all right, let me get back on track. La, 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 la. Looking through.
Okay.
Hold on.
I didn't even hear the
Sorry.
First part of your question.
I just got off track. Well, they were just giving us some nice
background
comments.
Details and stuff
yes.
like that. Yeah.
Oh, and of course, they said expansive and unstoppable family at the Discord. Absolutely.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes. Okay.
I love that family. It's the best one out there. They changed my life.
Okay, I got the question. Sorry about that.
And if you guys
want to
enjoy, remember, I got to do the shameless plugs too. If you want to join us over there, just hit the Patreon link in this and you can come over and join us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's fun.
Go ahead. Hit us up.
Okay. So the question to you, Stockmo, is, oftentimes you mention in your videos when discussing if a share is worth investing into quote, according to my numbers, quote, I'd have to look at the numbers, or even, quote,
Yep.
I'd have to calculate and see what the future could
Oh,
hold.
yeah, the magic sauce.
What are those
Yeah,
calculations
there
that
it
you
is.
prioritize, and how can we make the same analysis? Following you since October, thank you. I
That's.
have come to see that your conservative predictions
I'm
more
very
often than not
conservative.
hit the mark and are even exceeded. If you may, would it be possible to share that information?
Yeah, it's like the it's like Kentucky Fried Chicken though.
Well, also, let me just
You
read a
know where
little
I'm going with
further. Hold
this.
on. From a little that they have picked up, you gauge PE, forward PE, support
Yeah, I
figures,
do.
and 3-year continual growth in profits and revenue.
I use the CAGR as well, compounded annual growth rate. I look at the, it's like I said, it's like KFC. I have the secret formula.
Yeah, so they
Like
want
it's
to
in a
know how do you
safe
put
and
that
everything
together to
else.
formulate?
Well, I have a notebook that I use for each company and I go through and I literally, you know, how many notebooks have you bought me?
Oh my
A
gosh, I don't
thousand.
even know.
So I love it. To me, it's not homework. I always joke about, hey, if you, I always say it and I try to use it as an analogy when I'm talking about my show. Hey, I'll pass my notes over, cheat off my notes. I'm being serious about it though. You know, I want you to use some of my research to help your research. And it shouldn't be my research is the only research. You should use my research, the research of the analyst. And you know, I like to compare my notes to the analyst notes of what numbers they're coming up with. And more times than not, I'm pretty close to them. And lately I've been I try to be very conservative. I don't want to go out there like some people I find, hey, you're going to be able to double your money in 3 days and 5 weeks. And you know, I like to look out past a year, 2 years, 3 to 5 years is what you'll hear from me most of the time. And when I look at that research and I'm trying to figure out what can we do to figure out the numbers moving forward. So a lot of it comes from the company itself. They have to report their numbers, expectations, where they're moving forward. They do their annual address, and they'll say, you know, we expect to have compounded annual growth rate of 25% for the next 5 years. Well, what's the industry? So then you got to go look at the industry. You got to look at their market share. You got to look at their debt. How much debt do they have? What are they paying on their debt? You know, how much cash do they have in reserve? And when you're doing all this research, you can look and say, oh my, look at this company. They have $100 million in bonds that they're paying interest on, but they only have $20 million in the bank. The bonds are coming due in a year or two. You can see that they're going to need to raise new money, or they're going to sell equity shares, and how do they raise their money? And there's just so many things to look at in these companies, and you can gauge, are their sales going up, and is it a growth thing? You can look at Amazon back in the day. You know, I had the chance to buy Amazon when it first came out, and I was like, oh, there's no way they're going to make money. You know, there's so much competition, they're spending so much money, they don't have a profit. That reminded me of Tesla. Same thing. Oh, I remember when Tesla came out. I was like, I love EV cars. I want Tesla to be big, but there's no way there's no way they can beat. And then as the years went on, I was like, holy crap. I became a huge fan of that company and just I loved everything they were doing. I'm a huge fan of Elon Musk and Tesla and SpaceX. I love
Muskie,
Muskie,
Elon
little
Muskie.
Muskies with your little voice. Say hi.
Hello, how are you? Little Elon Musk.
Yep, that's a good voice.
I
That's
don't know,
it.
that wasn't a really
Someday I'll
good
do the
voice.
Kermit the Frog voice for everybody,
Oh,
but we won't
yes,
do
we'll
the,
save that
yeah,
one.
save that for another day.
Yeah.
But at the end of it, you know, you got to look and just, it's not a magic formula like 2 + 2 divided times. It's just a lot of stuff I put together. And I will come down with correlations between their growth, their revenue growth, their market share, how well they're handling their debt. And like, you know, you can have a company with $100 billion in cash, and they might only owe 300 million in debt, and they could just pay off their debt and have zero debt if they want. And so, you know, companies like that, you're like, wow, and they're growing and they're expanding. What are they using the debt for? If they're getting new debt, is the new debt to expand and open new factories like NIO and Tesla? Or is it because we're having a negative cash flow, our revenue isn't increasing, we just need money to stay open? You know, you can look at that for something like AMC. AMC, they had to sell shares because I love AMC, they got my cherry slushies, but they have a huge debt. and they have to make sure they can pay that debt. And so that's some of the things they do.
Have they written to you yet about a slushy card?
No, they did not give me a cherry slushy card. I will personally do my best to keep AMC afloat by going to the movies and buying cherry slushies. If you're a manager at an AMC, I want you to call up the big boss. He, her, whoever it is, I want you to tell him to send Stock Mo a platinum cherry slushy card so I can walk in, slap that bad boy on the counter, and I want unlimited cherry slushies. The big CEO themselves have given me access to unlimited slushies. And I'll just sit there with, I'll probably have a cane and just walking in, you know what I mean? Just, mm-hmm. you know, just.
That was a good sound effect. Can I hear that again? Nice.
That was more like a horse.
Sounds slightly like a gallop.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little horse. Yeah.
See, if we get more subscribers, more sponsors, I honestly might buy a sound effect machine.
Oh, that would be so fun.
Yes.
Can I be in control of it?
No.
Come on.
I'm sorry.
Gosh.
You cannot be in control.
I'll be in control of it.
Because you're going to have... No, because... no. Because I can never tell you're wrong. I'll be like, play a horse. You'll be,
and
play
I'll be like...
No, I'll say...
I'll put the buzzer.
Yeah, I'll play the horse one. It'll be like a horn. I'll be like, that's not a horse. You'll be like, what'd you say? And I'll be like, oh, that was a great horse. The horse honked like a car. So
okay, that's it.
We're so that's it. That's questions. What I got. Hopefully, yes. I answered all of it. There's no magic formula I use, just a ton of research, and then I come up with some numbers, and it's just based on 25 years of experience of doing these numbers, teaching in school, teaching kids how to do it. It takes me a year to teach a kid come up with a price target, and even then, sometimes they don't know.
But honestly, Ezra, Mo has a gift. I swear,
I'm good
he
with
does.
Numbers.
He
honestly,
just is,
that's
know,
the only
he
thing
has
I,
been.
I excel at that. I really do.
You do.
But you know,
yeah.
when it comes to writing papers, I let you help me.
Yeah, that would be me. And actually, look at the bottom of this. Ezra said, sorry for any mistakes that I may have made.
So at the end of the day, there really isn't a magic formula or anything I use. It's something that it's just many years of experience, 25 mm-hmm. years of doing this, cranking out numbers. I'm just, you know, I'm decent with numbers.
Honestly gifted.
Oh, I love them. You know,
yeah, I really do.
I love numbers, and I can remember them forever, and it just, they stay with me. And it's different when I write a paper, though. Oh, I'm so sloppy. So, Ezra, hopefully, I know there's a lot of people always ask me that question, what do you do? And I show them my notebook, and they're like, oh. And they're like,
with their squiggles
yeah,
all over
Yeah, and they're
it.
Like, that's just a train wreck. And then they see the results, and they're like, oh, mm-hmm. can I have more and just not? I'm like, yeah, sure. And so I've been helping people for decades. And
Ezra's learning because...
Ezra's awesome.
Yeah.
Ezra's awesome. And
Look
the biggest thing
stuff.
You can do, Ezra, is to ask questions, what you're doing. Keep reading books. Ask, you know, I love Warren Buffett books. I love Benjamin Graham books. So they're good books to be reading. There's other analysts and financial gurus out there I would tell you to read. And just keep bettering yourself. And that at the end of the day... people will be coming to you and asking you for help, and it's nice to be able to give them some financial assistance. So that's it, Mrs. Mo.
Mm-hmm. That's it. That was a great show. It was funny. My cheeks hurt.
Yep.
My real regular smiling cheeks.
Oh, okay. I didn't know it's because I have to get new chairs in the studio for you here. I didn't know which ones you meant. I'm going to go to bed tonight, hopefully not have nightmares about giant 7-foot Tesla cats.
There you go.
And anybody listening out there, make sure you send in, if you're a part of the Patreon, we have a link for the questions. Send in the question for, like, would you rather.
Oh, yeah, the would you rather.
And you're going to have to be creative in this.
Be creative. Make it related to financials, anything with Mo's YouTube.
Anything, yeah.
Channel.
It's open.
Yeah, anything
open.
That we've talked about already.
Like, and the biggest thing you can do right now, anybody listening, you like this, you laughed, if we put a smile on your face, consider hitting that sponsorship button down there. Help us keep this on the air. And we'd greatly appreciate
keep it.
I love doing these podcasts. Absolutely.
I know.
Them.
I love it too. It's a fun part of our day.
Yeah, it is. So
I guess I like you.
Oh, that's it. Like? Yeah, I guess I
said love you earlier.
No, hold on. I like you too. Okay.
Okay.
Happy anniversary.
That's late, but okay.
You know what? Well, it's because it didn't come to my mind because I like you. If I loved you, I may have remembered it like weeks and months in advance, but since I have a strong liking, I don't want to use strong. I like you. We're going to leave it at that, okay?
Okay.
Now, we're going to end this because, well...
Yeah,
because
otherwise...
You're not going to want
to... Are they going to wrap it up anytime
soon? No, and you're not going to want to miss the next episode because... I'm going to torture her. And
you are?
Yeah, because you just said, I like you. Okay. All right. Well, we'll keep that one for the next one. I appreciate everyone stopping by.
Yes, thank you so much from Mrs. Mo. Thanks for listening, everyone.
And this is Stock Mo, and I greatly appreciate your support as well. Now let's get out there and make some money.